we looked at our team and looked where we wanted to be a year, 2 years from now, you know, Jason was a big part of that. And for us to, and for him to know where we were going to be going forward and for us to build our team with him going forward was important for us.
Vince was talking about how there wasn't really no precedent on this type of deal, a 32-year-old offensive lineman, stuff like that. What were some of the barriers you had to kind of cross to get a deal like this done, especially in those latter years?
Well, we had to look at what happens if he plays out this year, and then both sides of that, and then also the importance of having a guy that really it was the level of play was unheard of. You know, he's got a chance to be a Hall of Fame type player in an Eagles uniform, and for us to get that kind of player and have him end his career here, still playing at an extremely high level. And when we saw it, it's his first year back from that injury, and just knowing that he continued to get better in this offense, in this scheme, and with his work ethic and determination, he's a guy that really can defy all the odds as you look at it going forward.
Now, you're slated to pay now, you know, 35, 36-year-old left tackle, good money. What makes you think he can sustain this level of production at that age?
Well, he's a unique player. I mean, when you talk about the physical gifts that he has, there's not many men on this earth who are as physically talented as he is. And when you go back and look at his career and the fact that he didn't play as much early on in his career, and then, you know, we spent a lot of time with him and talking to our trainers and our strength coaches and his physical gifts. And, again, this is a core player for us. It's an important statement to our football team and our players about what we're going to be about.
That 30-year-old mark seemed to be one in previous years, just to give him big money after the fact. Do you feel like that philosophy has changed in some respects?
Well, again, this is a unique situation when you're talking about Jason Peters and his level of excellence, his level of play. And it's hard to turn on the tape and look at him as a 31-year-old offensive tackle. You look at him and you see him dominate players. And I think that when we kind of think about, he still has upside in his body because of the things that we're doing and the offensive scheme that we're in. So understand all those questions, but for us, you know, this is about the player. And Jason Peters has defied all odds, and he's a unique player.
So you've got Jason and Lane Johnson. Now, this is a great draft for offensive linemen, apparently. If the best player is at 22 is an offensive tackle, what are you going to do?
We're going to take him. You know, I think that that's a commitment to whatever position that is. If the best player is whatever position and they're the highest-ranked player on our board, we're going to take them. And for us, the way we look at our offensive line is we want five really good starters. And right now you look at it going left to right, and we're really excited about those guys going forward. And, you know, it's interesting because for us, you know, there's a lot of talk about left tackle, right tackle. And when you look at the pass rushers in this league and how they're playing defensive players, if you have a weakness on one side, they're going to put the best pass rusher on that side. So you really need two left tackles in this game, and we think we have that.
Howie, even though you are solid at every offensive line position, it's still important in every draft to identify a couple of offensive linemen in the course of a draft?
Sure. And now, again, we don't want to make sure we're pressing anything and forcing anything, but you want to continue to have young bodies at that position. You want to continue to have depth at that position. And so it's a position we're always going to evaluate hardly, look closely at, both in free agency and the draft. And we want to protect our quarterback. We want to protect our skill position players. And we want to be really strong up front.
Jason Peters had 1 year left in his deal. Jason Kelce has 1 year left in his deal. I mean, is it fair to say that he could possibly be a guy that you would want to extend for further on down the road?
Yeah, just being fair about our talks with our players and trying to keep that private without getting into specifics. A guy we drafted, a guy that we think very highly of, and we've talked about it in the offseason, about a guy that really kind of fits the culture and the chemistry.
If you go back to like, I guess, March 2010, you get a phone call, okay, he ruptures his Achilles tendon. Could you have envisioned 2 years later to be given this kind of contract to him?
Yeah, thanks, Zach, for just bringing back like one of my worst days over the last couple of years. You know, we were at the owners' meetings, and not that you guys want to hear the story of my life, but I'll give you the story of my life.
Would actually, yeah.
We're at the owners' meetings, and I'm with three of my kids at the time, and we're driving in a rental car to come back to Philadelphia. And for those of you who have kids, you know that that's not a quiet ride. And my phone rings, and it's our trainer. And when our trainer's calling, when we're at the owners' meetings, it's not going to be good news. And I picked up the phone and I said, "What's wrong?" And when he told me, my heart sank. And when you lose a player like that, the ramifications just along your offensive line and the things you need to do to recover at that point are extremely hard. And I can't tell you that when we went and looked at our team next year and saw that hole on our offensive line without his name, and then go back and look at the tape for this year, that those thoughts don't come across. You know, when he's out on the field, we all feel differently.
West Palm Beach, is that the West Palm Beach?
Yeah.
Okay. Howie, how does this at all change the flexibility you have within your payroll if, in fact, you want to sign either your players or other players?
Well, when we were kind of going through some of the things we wanted to do and our models, we had anticipated making a big push on Jason. You know, it was an extremely high priority for us, and we told him and Vincent, who deserves a lot of credit for this deal and kind of working through this deal with us, that he was a priority. And so we had gone into the off season saying that this is something that we wanted to get done. So it doesn't affect our plans because it's so early in the off season that it was part of our plans.
Howie, if he keeps going at this level for a few more years, is he a potential Hall of Famer?
I don't think there's any question about it. You know, when as part of our research on this, we looked at offensive tackles who've been named Pro Bowl players for 7 and 8 years and first-team All-Pro for 6 and 7 years, and those guys are in the Hall of Fame. And we've talked openly with him about that because if he puts his mind to it, which I have no doubt he's going to, and commits to our offseason and to our football team, which he's done, then there's no reason that he shouldn't be in the talk of that.
How you've spoken in the past about keeping your own guys. What message do you think this sends in the locker room to the players on the roster when you play your own players?
Well, I think it negates a lot of commonly held facts about us, that you hit a certain age and we're not going to keep you, that if you don't, if you are paid a certain amount, that we're not willing to pay that to keep you. We are going to keep and try to keep, obviously it takes two to tango, our best players and the guys that we feel are a part of our culture and that fit well into the chemistry of our football team on and off the field in the scheme. And it's an important message for us this offseason. I think when you look at it and everyone's talking about free agency, and we know these players. We've lived with them. We've been married to them. I talk a lot about arranged marriages and free agency. These aren't arranged marriages. We know how they work. We know how they act. And that's very important to us. And I know that when we're in a big game, Jason Peters is in the middle of the field again and our team breaking them down and kind of leading our team off the field. And that's important. And so when we talk about the guys that are free agents and the guys that are young players on our team that we want to sign, we know enough about them, and we're not worried about how they're going to perform in this system.
Howie, so many of your best guys over the years, from Westbrook to Donovan to Corey Simon to Trey and Runyon, they've all finished somewhere else for a year or two. Jason, really, it seems it's really important for him to finish here and retire here as an Eagle. Do you think that's a big thing? I mean, you know, to be able to kind of sit in that auditorium and retire whenever it is, 2019, and kind of have finished here?
I do. We talked to you guys this offseason about the names on the back of the jersey meaning something. And when you have a guy like that that's played at this level and has the opportunity to continue to play at this level, you want to keep that guy. You don't want to see him in another jersey playing at a high level, and your players and your fans and, you know, the people upstairs saying, why aren't they here anymore? So it is important for us that we have Eagles, you know, guys that kind of represent our team. And when people think about the Philadelphia Eagles, I know when people talk to me about the Philadelphia Eagles and our offensive line, he's the first name they mention.
When you knew what you had here in Jason Peters, but when Chip got here, he's coming off an injury, you probably didn't know much about him. When did you get a sense that he knew what you knew about Jason? Did it really take until he started playing in games, or did he kind of see it right away in the spring?
You know, Coach is a very upfront guy, and so the first time he saw him move, it was expletive-filled energy. You know, it's not very often that you see 300 and you know, he's down now, so 325, 330-pound guy move like that and play with that kind of power. I mean, this is a unique football player.
Along the same lines, you spent the most valuable pick you guys had since Donovan on Lane Johnson. Is he still of the same value if he's a right tackle for the next 4 or 5 years?
No question. I think that goes back to my comment before that, you know, it's not about left tackle and right tackle. It's about having offensive tackles, because if you have a weakness at one of those spots, you're just going to take your best pass rusher and put him over him. And you need two really good tackles. When we are in scouting meetings, we don't separate left and right. You know, to us, it's about having really good offensive linemen and really good offensive tackles. And I think that because of the way people play now, I think that that's one of the things that has kind of gone by the wayside. You know, I don't think that there's a left tackle value and a right tackle value. And, you know, Lane's 23 years old. And so hopefully he's playing for 10 more years, and we know that he can play the right side, he can play the left side. But when you have both of them on the same team, that's an incredible strong feeling, you know, on your offensive line.
2 years ago when Jason got hurt, you had all those injuries on the offensive line. This year, all five guys played all 16 games. What's the next step this year? How do they all get better?
Well, one, I think that if you kind of go and expect not to have any injuries along your football team or your offensive line, you're setting yourself up for failure. So we're going to continue to try to build depth and have backups that we think can play at a high level. And so that's important. And then the second point is, and now you're talking about the second year in the system. So now it's not as much getting their head in the playbook. Now they know a lot of the things that we're doing, and they're able to work on technique, work on off-season conditioning. And so I think that's always a plus the second year. You assume that these guys are able to concentrate on the things that enable them to get better.